B-Pod Studios.
Hey, what's going on? It's Nate Bender from Checkpoint XP. Listen, if you're going to be out in Boston for PAX East, make sure you check out Made in MA. It's the after party sponsored by Mass Digi that'll be held from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Thursday the 28th and is open to the public. Join Robbie and Norris as they'll be out there too, along with the Boston Uprising. It's only $20 to get in, and it'll be held at the District Hall in Boston. If you want more information, visit our website over at checkpointxp.com.
Ready, set, go!
This is Checkpoint XP Daily, your daily dose of esports and video game discussion. A complete look at all things esports and gaming. A production of Beasley Esports XP. Here are your hosts, Nate Bender, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan.
Checkpoint reached.
And welcome to Checkpoint XP Daily for Wednesday, March 27th, 2019, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on the Talk of Las Vegas, 101.5 FM and 720 AM, as well as KJR 950 in Seattle, Washington. Coming up today on Checkpoint XP Daily, we'll check in with Voice of the People, Sarah Skopic, as we ask our social media followers what their form of video game transportation is. That discussion will wrap up today's Checkpoint XP Daily. But we start today with the news of the weekend. Overwatch League. The Stage 1 playoffs were hosted over the weekend, and they took place on the national stage on ABC. The fact that video games were on national TV did not go unnoticed by the aging population, which I am going to include Gen Xers, because of course they're going to reject that label wholly and think that we're just talking about baby boomers. No, I saw an abundance.
I saw a lot of 40-somethings.
I saw an abundance of Gen Xers in here going, video games on television? How dare you?
I think it's safe to include Gen Xers with the aging population at this point. I think we're getting to be there.
Yeah.
Heck, we're only probably 10 years away from being called that. So
fair enough.
There was a lot of social media feedback, both good and bad, over Overwatch League appearing on ABC. Of course, it ran for about 3 hours on both Saturday and Sunday.
One thing I will say that tickled me a little bit is that rapper Meek Mill tweeted about it when it was on, and he said, yeah, man, they got this e-gaming on TV.
I gotta find my team.
I gotta start me an e-gaming team. And people literally just start throwing into the thread, like, hey, man, you from Philly, your Overwatch team's pretty good. And he's just like, wow, I didn't know this was a thing. It was really cool.
Yeah, when esports gets kind of in a big way exposed to, you know, mainstream audiences, I don't know if gamers would necessarily call them just like normies or whatever. I don't know.
Normies. I like normies. You know,
whatever. Normies. Whatever it is.
The lumping proletariat.
Right. Whatever you want to call it. But like every time this happens, there's always the most fascinating responses that happen through social media. And again, you know, Joe, like you had said, there's both positive and negative reactions to this. But it's always ridiculous to me to see what the argument against having esports on television is.
Not only were there positive and negative responses, there was also this person who gave both a positive and a negative response. He said, you know, the kids are screwed. Normally sports on ABC Sunday. Today, a video game tournament. Out of shape kids with tiny balls and the girls who have more testosterone than the boys. Overwatch.
Pathetic.
First of all,
there's a lot of layers to that.
Ignoring the fact that Gaguri is the only female who is not
competing that
day.
Not there. I don't know where he got that assessment from.
Yeah, Zoe and Mika. That's it. Zoe and Mika.
I also don't know where he got the insight on their balls from either.
I'm actually worried about that.
I'm not
on social media commenting on people's balls, and nor do I think other people should be.
Yeah. Well, he came back a few hours later and followed that tweet up with saying, the more I watch it, the more I really like it. Sold, it's a skill just like sports. I stand corrected. This is awesome.
It actually even goes on to I think it was someone had pointed out that where this guy lives, his team is the Florida Mayhem, his local team. And they're like, maybe you should go back to not watching esports.
And then he goes, trash talk. This is great.
Yeah. He's like, I get that.
Yeah. That's relatable.
Well, like, see, but I'm more, okay, tiny balls and testosterone comments aside, I'm okay with that comment. I'm okay with that line of tweeting of somebody saying, this is stupid, and then coming back and eating their own words.
He kept watching, despite what he originally thought.
That's number one.
This is, that's going the thing. First of all, saying, this okay. person said, saw the, like, turned on their TV, saw ABC, okay, great. Overwatch is on. I'm going to get on Twitter and complain about it. Now I'm going to watch more of it.
Even when he thought it was stupid, it was still engaging enough to keep him watching.
Do you know what ABC shows on Sunday during the summertime? Usually it's boat racing. Okay? Does anybody
I would have guessed NCIS.
No. Does it, that's, yes.
Whatever, man.
Does anybody sit around and tweet, you know, hateful stuff to a bunch of folks about boat racing?
No, they change the channel change if it's not channel. Something right. that they want to watch. You know, like when NBC shows golf, does anyone light their hair on fire? No. Like, no. You're just like, oh, it's golf. I can
either I'll watch it or
I can
won't.
Either take a nap or I can move on. There's right. only two options here.
Or you can leave it on to take a nap because it's very ASMR.
You can do that. Here's another one. At ABC, this is the end. You have got to be kidding me. Your network has freaking kids playing video games on Sunday for 3 bleeping hours. Hashtag bye bye ABC. Hashtag done. Hashtag oh my god, hashtag so sad, hashtag 3 hours though, hashtag hard up for content. Are you
the human era is over?
That was a lot for of hashtags.
Wow, that's a lot of hashtags. I want to be able to follow every single one of the threads of those conversations.
I guarantee you when he got home from his 9 to 5 on Monday, he sat down and watched more ABC.
Probably.
What's the point of getting mad about this? Like, did this person boycott ABC?
No.
It sounds like they were threatening to, but do you think that they actually stopped watching ABC?
No.
No. Probably not.
And here's weren't going to stop watching ABC because once college football come back, it's game 7.
Right. Here's another one that is very short and very simple. They're broadcasting an esports game on ABC. Esports. E-sports.
But listen, I'm okay with initial shock. I'm all right with that.
Sure.
I'm all right with somebody saying, I don't understand this. Why is this happening? I get that. But vitriol is the part that I don't understand. And I think this it is Gen X and a little bit older, but mostly Gen X saying this kind of stuff because they're the last generation where people got bullied for liking video games.
Well, these are people who
are the bullies who, you know, dumped your books when you were at school. Well, y'all's books when you were at school and stuffed people in the locker. Well, stuffed y'all in the lockers.
Not me.
While you were at school. Well, you can't fit into a locker. But all that type of stuff.
I don't think
that
Nate would fit either.
Not now.
But all the type of stuff you saw on TV, like, these were those people. And the reason you don't see millennials and Gen Z doing that kind of stuff is because we all play video games.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. I want to thank everyone who's joining us live over at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. You can, of course, get in on conversations like this every single weekday at 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us live. That's twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Sorry, Joe, you were making a point.
I was just going to say that a lot of the posts that I saw were talking about how older people, hey, my dad is watching this and seems perfectly engaged, or hey, all these people in the hospital are just, they're all watching Overwatch. Like, it seems like the older generation actually just kind of said, oh, this is a thing that's on TV, I guess I'll watch that. It really does feel like it's that 40 to 55 range.
Yeah, it really does. Like, first of all, old people watching what's on the screen.
Right.
Dudes whose Twitter profiles have them in a backwards hat with a dog. There's a lot of that.
Usually a retriever.
Yeah.
And they've got the white brim sunglasses sitting on the hat.
More often than not, they're Oakley sunglasses.
Yep.
I'm just painting a picture here.
I understand the picture you're trying to paint. Usually
might be on a boat.
Might be on a boat.
Might be on a boat.
That's why they don't mind the boat races.
Definitely boat adjacent, right?
Yes.
Like, if he's not,
a boat is involved.
If he's not on a boat, he's near a boat. He's in his truck near
a
place.
He's on a pier, on a chair.
Yeah, right. Like, yeah, there's there's, you know, every once in a while, like, they'll have the picture of a fish, like, I'm a purveyor of smelly things. Congratulations.
Big Kenny Chesney fans, guarantee you that.
Oh, yes. Kenny Chesney.
Shorts.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They
a lot of shorts.
Shorts. Cargo shorts.
They really cargo like shorts. Coors beer for some reason,
yes.
too.
Yes.
Like, if we painted the picture, I feel like we've got
picture.
It.
I hope we painted the picture of
because
the
this
type
is overwhelmingly the same type of person yes. who was commenting like this.
We also have one that says, there is a video game championship / competition on ABC, and the hype, announcers, and production
oh,
is a
favorite.
Bit much.
This one's my favorite.
The world as we know it is truly, officially, in decline. I didn't put the pauses in there. They had a comma for every one of those pauses.
Apparently, fun and excitement is too much, guys. Yeah.
It's
no,
too much.
Have
no,
you seen
my
an
thing
NFL
is,
call?
Nah, bruh. My thing is, video games on TV are a mark of the world being in decline. Not, I don't know, the polar ice caps melting, mass worldwide cataclysmic events.
Half the
war,
country's on fire,
famine,
literally.
Right. No. Video games on TV.
That's where you draw the line. I like this one purely because they're very self-aware.
Yeah.
I sound like an old man yelling, get off my lawn, but I hate that Overwatch is on ABC today and that esports are treated this way. At least you know.
Yeah.
At least you know. You're old and out of touch.
Yeah, you're Grandpa Simpson yelling at the cloud. I get it.
Old man yells at clouds.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, here's the thing is that, you know, for as much as there's like this outrage around, you know, esports being on a major network, like, you can't deny, what needs to be understood is that networks like ABC are trying to get in on a piece of the pie
yeah.
that has grown so large that you can't ignore it.
It's
if
a
you're
big
a business,
pie.
If you're a business, if you're in the entertainment industry, this is a phenomenon so large and so explosive that you can't ignore
no,
it.
This is reminds me so much of what happened when, like, rap was becoming marketable, and you start seeing all types of networks and a bunch of other movies and films and all the pop culture starting to integrate hip hop and hip hop things.
I love all music except for rap and country. If I had a dime for every time I heard that said
yeah.
during that era specifically.
But that's what yeah. I'm saying. You saw that, and you saw the same sort of vitriol when literally this is not for you. That's okay. It's okay that this is not for you. All the stuff you're talking about has passed and gone, and it's probably going to die with you. But the other stuff over here, we got to figure out how to make money to the people that's getting ready to start spending a whole bunch of money,
yeah.
which
right.
is Gen Z.
And listen, they're not going out to the ballpark. They're not going out to football
they
games.
They are buying loot boxes.
They are buying loot boxes. And that's
something.
The thing. Like, you, when, like, you just have to understand how much of a fundamental shift there has been in the consumptive patterns of young people. There's just an entire generation of people out there where you can throw as much great, high caliber baseball play at them as they can stand. Pump them full of steroids and whatever. Like, make it the most entertaining version of baseball that you
right.
can. They still will not be interested, and they still will be spending their money on things like loot boxes and video games. So you need to meet them on their level.
I do love baseball. I enjoy going to the game.
As
it's one of my favorite things to do. But I also recognize that in my friend group, no one would go with me.
I'd go.
Okay.
I'd probably
Thank
go.
You.
I played baseball in high school.
Shut up. You would not go. If I asked you, like, if
yeah.
I, if you had to buy a ticket, you'd
yeah.
go.
Who doesn't like the ballpark?
Yeah.
No, a lot
well,
of people
wait.
Our age don't.
Well,
they don't want to go.
Hang on. Here's the thing. Do you think that...
If you gave them a ticket, maybe they'd
what,
go.
What do you think the Venn diagram of people who are upset about Overwatch and the people who would be upset if professional wrestling was in that same time slot? What do you think that overlap looks like? Probably nothing, right? Like,
probably not.
If wrestling was in that exact same time slot, Saturday, Sunday, they wouldn't bat an eye.
Yeah.
They just, oh, ABC's trying something new. This is cool.
Yeah. Like,
oh, bass hunting. All right.
I mean, come on. I just think that it's wholly disingenuous.
Listen,
it's wholly disingenuous to sit there and go, oh, Overwatch, it's the end of all things good. This is Western civilization in decline. Like, what?
I gotta say this in our chat. Alice in Wonderland has said, we watch cars go in a oval for hours.
Yes, over and over again. You sure do. By the way, this one made me laugh out loud. Overwatch playoffs on ABC. World War III needs to start now. I genuinely laughed at that one. I thought that was pretty funny.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, listen, we want to hear from you. Were you watching the parade of Gen Xers being upset by video games on their television? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter and Checkpoint _XP on Instagram. Ahead next, this week on our social media question, we ask you all what your favorite method of transportation in gaming is. And no, you can't say teleportation. We'll share our own answers and welcome in Voice of the People, Saroscopic, to give you yours. That's ahead next on Checkpoint XP Daily.
This is Checkpoint XP, Esports and Gaming Radio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This is Checkpoint XP, Esports and Gaming Radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Hey, welcome back to Checkpoint XP Daily, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on WXSM Tri-Cities, Tennessee, as well as ESPN Phoenix 620. Make sure you visit our website over at CheckpointXP.com so you can subscribe to the Checkpoint XP podcast. Robbie, I'm genuinely curious what's on the podcast this week.
This week is going to be all me and Norris.
PAX East!
We got a travel one that we're bringing to you.
I want to go to PAX East.
Me too.
Well, guess you ain't going.
Subscribe and download free on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and the Westwood One Podcast app from Westwood One Podcast Network. Everyone's listening. You can also follow us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint _XP on Instagram so that you can respond to our weekly social media question. This week, we ask you what your all-time favorite method of transportation in gaming is, which I need a little bit of clarity on this. Where did this question come from? Because this has got to be one of the most oddball social media questions we've ever put out
there. This one actually wasn't one of mine, so as far as I'm aware, this was Christine.
This was either Christine or a fan submitted one, although she usually credits a fan submitted one when we get them.
Now, here's the thing is that, you know, I didn't think about it prior to this social media question.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of different ways to travel in a video game.
And a lot of, like, famous ones, as it turns out, because this was one of our more answered social media
questions.
I'll
say this. I am so disappointed that nobody, you know, responded with the shoe puff.
From Final Fantasy, man.
Nobody said Rise of Shoe Puff.
Because nobody remembered it. What? I'd completely forgotten that was
you
a thing.
You don't remember the Shoe Puff?
I do not remember the Shoe Puff.
Rise of Shoe Puff?
Oh, I remember that. Never
I
mind.
Do remember
now
that.
Now I remember it.
Yeah.
Now it has come back to me.
So, you know, I in terms of notoriety and fame, that's what I went in my choice. I was a little bit disappointed that I didn't see one response in there that said the bike that Paperboy rode in Paperboy.
Because that's a stupid cop-out answer.
No, it's
that
not.
That people make.
No, it's not. That was one of the very first arcade machines where I was actually able to use handlebars, so I have a much more tactile memory of
Paperboy. Arcade cabinet.
Yeah, the arcade cabinet, because if you played that on NES, that thing handled like hot garbo.
You are absolutely correct, sir.
For me, I was really torn. I wanted to say the Warthog from Halo. I mean, it was invincible. You did the final driving sequence of the game, and I thought that was pretty cool. But you know what I really enjoyed? Like, how about like the Silt Strider in Morrowind? That thing was awesome.
That is maybe the most unique way to get around a map in any video game that I can think of.
It's a giant insect monster. It just happens that you carve out the back of its shell and it will let you ride it, apparently.
Yeah,
I didn't know that was
much.
A thing.
That's not weird at all.
No one bats an eye on Vardenfell.
See, I'm gonna have to go with a classic here, and I'm gonna say the old chicken horse, aka the chocobo.
The chocobo
from the Final Fantasy series.
The horse bird?
Well, that's a classic.
What was really actually interesting for me, having played so many MMOs over the years, is when I play something like World of Warcraft, I collect the mounts, and I want to use all of them. But in a game like Final Fantasy 14, like,
You ride your horse bird.
It seems sacrilegious to, like,
to ride anything
that wasn't a chocobo.
There's
two choices for lore appropriate mounts in Final Fantasy 14, and that is the chocobo or the Magitek. I will accept the Magitek.
I'll accept the Magitek walker.
You know, here's another one that didn't get said in our responses this week, and I need to bring it up. How about the horse in Skyrim?
Oh yeah,
how about the horses?
The magic can climb 90 degrees vertically. Horses in Skyrim.
I will definitely give you that. It was a little bit undercut by the horse armor DLC from Oblivion. After that, I don't think anyone wanted to talk about horses ever again in any Elder Scrolls game ever.
Speaking of horses, that was one of my picks because RIP Doomfist 1, 2, and 3.
Aww.
And word to Athena
Doomfist
and Artemis.
4?
Man.
No.
The more we talk about it, the more this is a great social media question. You're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. I want to thank everyone listening on the Hawk 1340 in Wenatchee, Washington, as well as the Fan 97.1 in Columbus, Ohio. We're currently going through our social media question asking you guys what your favorite mode of transportation in any video game is ever. Now, before we get to your responses, we got to ask Voice of the People, Sarah Skopik, what is your favorite method of transportation?
I don't care if I get judged for it. I love my dumb little Mako from Mass Effect. I love how it never tips over, ever.
And much like the horse in Skyrim can climb a 90 degree surface for no explainable reason.
I'm going to give you that one. Nope.
I love the Mako. I'm on board with that.
Having gone back through and played all the Mass Effects, they don't get much better.
No, I mean the Nomad was okay.
Point taken.
All right, let's take a look at our social media responses.
Over on Facebook, we have Samantha, who says the Factorio tank because of how easily it runs over trees, bugs, spawners, and John.
I would like to, while talking about tanks, can we throw out the Command and Conquer tank?
Oh, yeah.
The best way of taking out enemy infantry.
Yes. Absolutely.
Joseph says, does Shiva from Final Fantasy 13 count? She did transform into a motorcycle.
I am going to give you that one only because of this motorcycle transportation and how ludicrous it was.
Yeah. Even when you saw that in the trailer for the first time, you were like, what?
It was so dumb.
Yeah.
I'll give it to you.
Speaking of dumb but awesome, I'm going to, sorry to interrupt you here real quick, Sarah. In our chat over at twitch.tv/checkpointxp, Dark Flux says, in Ragnarok Online 2, you can get a mount that is a butler cricket riding a bike with a sidecar.
So the sidecar is technically the mount.
I mean, okay, fair enough.
Wow.
We have Blake, who says Yoshi because he's a fruit-powered steed who saves you from a hit.
See?
I mean,
sentient mount.
That's true. I mean, Yoshi went on to become one of the most beloved characters in the Mario franchise.
I think he got stolen by the Sega Genesis Bomberman games. You could ride on the little multicolored dinosaurs. I'm like, those are just Yoshis. You stole that, Bomberman.
We have Joey, who says King of the Red Lions from Wind Waker. Not only was he the transport, but he was also your friend, mentor, and guide.
Yeah.
That's fair. I mean, it's been a while since I've played through Wind Waker, but I'll give you that.
Mike says, X-Wing, of course, who doesn't love trying to take down the Empire?
X-Wing, any Star Wars ship, what a great answer.
What a perfect answer right there. I mean, that is iconic to the entire series, and then when you actually got to fly it, it was so satisfying.
Man. I want
to
play Rogue Squadron.
I was about to say, words of Rogue Squadron.
Dude, they really nailed that.
Over on Twitter, we have Veracity that says, hands down, the Normandy. It's the coolest looking ship, in addition to being a Turian-human tech mix for the best tech in the galaxy.
The Normandy, pretty solid. I like that.
I'll give you that.
Ravmal says, can I say the gummy ship from Kingdom Hearts?
No.
He says, doesn't matter, I wouldn't choose it anyway.
No, you can't say the gummy ship.
We got played on that one.
The worst.
He also goes back and says, the light cycles from Tron would be his actual answer.
Okay.
That's a fair one.
I will accept light cycles from Tron, but not the gummy ship.
No.
Ravmel.
Back on Facebook, we have Nick, who also agrees with Warthog Baby, drive it like you stole it.
Dude, I'm telling you, especially in Halo 1. Halo 1 had a lot of great vehicles. It also had the Ghost and the Banshee, which were both awesome. Yeah, those are great answers.
West2K agrees with that answer, too, also says Warthog. All right, we're going to have to leave the discussion right there, but make sure that you follow us over on social media so that you can make your voice heard on next week's social media question. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook. Facebook and Twitter, and checkpoint_XP on Instagram. All right, that's going to do it for Checkpoint XP Daily, the first internationally syndicated show on esports and gaming for radio. Visit our website over at checkpointxp.com for insight on esports and gaming, as well as our growing collection of podcasts and interviews. Join us Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Our theme is provided by the band Weird At Last. Find more at weirdatlast.com. Checkpoint XP Daily is a production of Beasley Esports XP. Thanks to our executive producing team of Buzz Knight and Mike Thomas. Lead segment producing by Joe Sloan. Producing and booking help from Christine Solis. Big thanks to Sarah Skopic over at the Checkpoint News Desk. And, of course, my co-hosts who pull double duty as producers for Checkpoint XP Daily. Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan. My name's A. Bender. Keep listening.
You've been listening to Checkpoint XP, a complete look at all things esports and gaming. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at checkpointxp.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.